Ty, how did that happen? How'd you hurt your wrist?
Yeah, it was in the first play. Trevathan tackled me. His knee was kind of lodged into my ribs, and then defensive tackle landed, you know, full body weight on him. So it was like a hammer and a nail type situation. His knee was hammered into my rib cage.
So you gutted it through the four other carries?
Yeah.
Did you feel it on those plays? Or?
Yeah.
I guess I'm asking if you aggravated it again later or just playing through it.
I'm not sure. I felt it moving and clicking, and then I was like, that's not right, and I came out.
So Ty, you said on your show last night, multiple broken ribs.
That's, yeah.
Talking two, three, four.
I'm not gonna, yeah.
Okay, but more than one.
Yeah.
And what can they do to protect that and to allow it to heal? Is there anything they can do to help you heal, first of all, or is that just time?
I'm going to continue to get treatment. We're going to talk about a plan as far as what type of protection I can wear. You know, obviously there's rib cages or flak jackets or whatever, so we're going to talk about it.
So how can you possibly, go ahead.
Have you talked to Jordy since he had that injury last year as well? Just about how he recuperated and all that stuff?
Not yet, not specifically.
So how can you play when, obviously this is a part that a lot of people would like to tackle anyways, how can you play through that?
Just do. Maybe I'm not understanding your question.
Well, I mean, defenders, I mean, they can't go high, I mean, so logically, I mean, generally they try to attack in rib area anyways. So how do you play through that when that's the hurt part?
Just do it. That's as simple as it is. You just do it and gut it out if you can, as long as there's no risk of, you know, internal injury.
Yeah, oftentimes we hear you have difficulty breathing just because of the heaving of the chest. It's going to exasperate the situation. Have you noticed any of that? Just have you exerted yourself? And
originally, yeah, but it's gotten a lot better.
How do you feel now, and has the weekend of rest kind of helped?
A lot better.
What was the toughest thing to do at first? Breathe, laugh, sleep?
All three. Okay.
Well, when you watch the tape, though, would you think of Aaron Jones coming in and playing the way he did?
I thought he played really well. He had some nice runs. He had some nice hits. Kept moving forward, and, you know, obviously, you know, the touchdowns. So I thought he played really well.
You go into more of a coaching mode this week? In case the plan is for you to rest for a week, do you become more of a coach for the week?
If I answer that question, does that mean that I assume I'm not playing this week?
Well, it is Tuesday. I'm sure you probably have no assumptions at this point.
Sorry?
It is Tuesday, so I'm not sure if you have any assumptions at this point.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you can say that I'm going into this week coaching, then. I'm going in this week as if I'm going to play.
Well, how much risk are you willing to take?
I'm not willing to risk my overall long-term health. But at the end of the day, it's going to be up to me.
Have you played with broken ribs before?
What?
Have you played with broken ribs before?
No.
Have you ever had broken ribs before?
Yes.
When was that?
Last season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What point last year? I don't recall that.
NFC Championship.
Was it before the NFC Championship?
No. Or I just said I hadn't played with broken ribs.
So it happened in that. It happened in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Were they the same ribs?
What?
Were they the same ribs?
No.
Same side.
Yeah.
So Ty, you say that the decision to play is going to be up to you.
Eventually, I'm going to have a conversation with the trainers, et cetera, but yeah.